I've laughed when I've looked in the magazine that's advertising, excuse me, today. And it says, Myra Doddridge, God. I thought, no pressure then. Oh, Pat. Thank you so much. That's lovely. Thank you. Where do I start with that kind of subject? This is actually the beginning of a series, a short series through Lent, on aspects of generosity. And I've got today the generosity of God. What a subject, the generosity of God. Ooh. Ooh. Kev, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's hard to know where to start. We have a great and a generous God. How can I possibly cover the generosity of God in half an hour? Ooh. Thank you so much, Sue. That is fab. Praise God. Well, God is great. And when I asked him, Lord, where do I start with this? He showed me what to do. Often we receive generosity from others. And when we do, we respond with lips. A kiss is involved. Thank you so much. You might have seen that just now, or you might have had that this week on Valentine's Day, and you would respond with a hug and a kiss, I'm guessing. And the Lord sort of showed me that, and he gave me lips to hang my message on today. Lips. Now, I don't know what Neil's going to put on the cover of the CD. I remember speaking on the tongue one time when I was in Emmanuel, and he put on the CD, Myra the Mouth. So I shall await what he puts on. But I'm going to focus on lips. L. Where else could you possibly start but with the love of God? If I am looking at God's generosity, I can't but start anywhere else but with his love. Now, today I'm only going to give you the smallest insight into anything. I could only possibly scratch the surface. I want you to hear and ask the Lord, as I'm looking at various scriptures, what is he saying to you today? You know, we can read the scriptures every day and we can have a look, and we come with our own viewpoint. We look at it and we can take it in one way or another, and for everybody, perhaps it's different. But I want us to ask the Lord today, what does he mean? My two nieces, I don't usually use a phone, but I am today. My two nieces, ooh, heck, wait till I find it, spoke to me, and they said, they phoned me up from London, they were in London, and they said, Auntie Mai, we're going to a comedy night. It was a comedy competition, and it was somebody in Joe's church who was a Christian comedian. And she said to me, we're going, and we've noticed, this is down in London, Lindsay was with her, we've noticed Alan Finnegan is on the bill. So she said to me, when I can find it, here you go, she said to me, do you think I should tell him we're here? Do you think if he sees our faces, he might be put off? So should I tell him we're here? But I haven't got his number. So I text back, he will never be put off. Tell him you're here. It would be great. Sent the number. So this was the text they sent to Alan. Alan, this is Joe and Lindsay Wells. You're not going to believe this, but we're coming tonight to see the comedy show, as one of my friends is in it too. We got your number off Auntie Mai as we thought we'd give you a heads up so we don't put you off in case you were surprised to see us in the audience. Cheering you on. See you later. Alan's reply, Joyce is here. They couldn't stop laughing. I mean, you could look at that and you could say, Joyce is here. What is he saying? Back off, girls, the wife's around. You could read that any which way you like. I spoke to Alan, because he knows I'm using it, and I spoke to Alan, I said, what did you mean? He said, I meant, Joyce is here, find her, sit with her. Do you know, it's like that with the scriptures. We can get a word and we can read it any which way we like. But I want us just to pause for a minute and say, Lord, today, help me to know what you're saying to me, to know what's on your heart to say to me. Not my interpretation of what you want to say, but to know what's on your heart. Let's just pause for 1 minute and ask the Lord to be personal with us today. Okay, lips, L. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God so loved. God was so committed to love that he gave everything. That was his generosity. He gave everything. He not only gives us love, he is love. He is love. That's what the Bible tells us. God is love. And just like with faithfulness that I mentioned in prayer before, he can't disown himself. He will always be love. He will never turn it off and turn it on like I can. You know, if somebody does something, you think, oh, these are lovely people. And then somebody does something and you think, oh, don't think that much of them. And your love sort of colours a bit by what you see. God isn't like that. He doesn't turn on and off his love. It says in Psalm 33, verse 5, he loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The unfailing love of the Lord. 1 Timothy 1:14 says, the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Abundantly. God's generosity to me is abundant. We talk about God in superlatives. If you did your English O-levels, it was in my day, or your GCSE, you know what superlatives are. God isn't just good or even better, but he's the best. He's the absolute best. He isn't just loving or even more loving than some. He is the greatest lover of all, the most loving. No rivals and no equals where that's concerned. George Robinson was a hymn writer in the mid-1800s. And he died as a young man of 39 years old, but you know, he knew God. And he wrote one of my favorite hymns, and it's this: loved with everlasting love, led by grace, that love to know, spirit breathing from above, you have taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this presence so divine in a love which cannot cease. I am his and he is mine. What incredible insight into the love of God. An absolutely amazing insight. Do you need to understand afresh today? Is God speaking to you that in a love which cannot cease, you are his and he is yours? God's generosity starts with his love. And it's abundant, and it's everlasting, and it's for you. I can never escape from your spirit, says Psalm 139. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me become night, but even in darkness, I can't hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to you. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They can't be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. God's amazing love, you can't escape it. You can't earn it, and you can't lose it. This is our generous God. Then God's generosity is shown also in his inclusiveness. Everyone's included in the generosity of God. You don't have to be a certain type or have attained a certain degree along the way. Everyone is included. His family is open to all. It says in 1 John 3, "See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. He calls us his children." And John 1:10 says this: "He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. From his abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another." This is our God. We can be amazingly selective in who we bring into our circle of friends, and even quite exclusive. And those we would call as good as family in our lives are on an even more exclusive list. But you know, every single one of us is included in God's family. I'm on the invitation list, not just to get in. Do you know, it's awful sometimes when you've got to do wedding invitations and all of that kind of stuff, and you've got to say, "Oh, we'll have to ask her because she'll have a cob on if she's not invited," and all this. So they're in, they're there, but they're not on the top table. And you know, with us, God puts us all on the top table. We're not just in the door. He hasn't just invited us so to keep us quiet. He's invited us because he loves us. Yeah. And because he wants us to be his children. No favorites. Everyone with the Lord is a front row member. Isn't that an incredible generosity? God's inclusiveness, again, is in that superlative range. It isn't just you're in, you're there. But the Bible tells me he makes me not only his son, but his heir. Joint heirs with Jesus. That's what the Bible says. Imagine if I said to our Ian, "Son, I've included everybody I know in me will. You're sharing it." I'm not sure how he would react. But you know, that's what God says. He says, "You are joint heirs with my son." That's how much I love you. It isn't just I'm including you, you're invited to the party. You're part of it. How generous. How generous, our God. You're part of my family. You're joint heirs with my son himself. You know, when you do superlatives, you can't do better than that. I might say to you, "I'm good." I might even say to you, "I'm better than some." But I could never say I'm the best. I might say to you that I'm strong, or I'm stronger than some, but I could never say to you I'm the strongest. But for God, it's an impossibility to do better. He's the best. There isn't another step at the end of the line. He's the one who includes you and me in his family. In that hymn that I quoted before, it says this: his forever, only his. Who the Lord and me shall part? Oh, with what a rest of bliss Christ can fill the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, and firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine. How incredible. This is the God who includes me. Do you need to understand afresh today that you're included at the highest level? At the highest level. No one is favored more than you, and no one favored less. And then P. God's generosity is shown in his provision. You know, so many of the things I'm mentioning today have already been mentioned, both in the prayer meeting out there and in here this morning. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Psalm 23 says, you prepare a feast before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup overflows with blessings. My cup overflows. Philippians 4. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. You know, the words Jehovah Jireh take in that God is all seeing as well as providing. He has foreseen what you need. And then for provided. He's got it all sussed out. His prevision, if you like, comes before his provision. He is a great God. It says in Matthew 6, verse 8, these words, don't be like them, that's the worriers, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Even before you ask him. There can be all kinds of different needs that we have. And over our lifetime, all kinds of different things come across that we feel we're short of and we need in this particular situation. James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He'll not rebuke you for asking. If you need comfort, 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, for the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. If you need material things, food, clothing, there's a story in 1 Kings 17, and it's of the widow. And there was a famine in the land, and everything she had run out. She had enough for one more meal. But Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said. Cook the last meal. But make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again. So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Do you need to know something of God's provision materially today? Well, what about forgiveness? 1 John 1 says, if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. He doesn't just forgive our sins. He cleanses us from all wickedness. He goes the extra mile every single time, whatever it is that we require. Whatever I need, he's able to provide. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he's a lavish giver. This is our God. He's a lavish giver. John 10:10 says, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. He doesn't just say life. He says, have it to the full or in abundance, as it is in some translations. I've come to give you everything on a high level, not just a get-by kind of situation. God's provision comes to us in all kinds of different ways. He foresees and he foreprovides. Sometimes it comes to us through others. He begins to talk to one of his family. He's seen the need. He begins to talk to another one in his family, and he may lay you on someone's heart and ask them to do something for you. I have been blessed beyond measure by those inside and outside of this church whom God has approached to help me on my journey. His provision for me has been overwhelming. I am truly blessed. Is God laying someone on your heart to reach out to in one way or another? Is he wanting to use you to show his generosity? Don't forget, whatever you give to God, you get back 100-fold in all kinds of different ways. Malachi 3 verse 10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple. And in other words, give me what I ask of you. And if you do, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I will open the windows of heaven for you. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Try it. Put me to the test. Why didn't he just say, you'll get back what you've given? He doesn't say that at all. He said, try me in this. See if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessings so that you haven't got enough room to take it all in. His methods are amazing. So you may be somebody this morning that God is just prompting to do something. He wants you to be the carrier of his generosity to somebody else. Or maybe this morning you need to understand afresh his abundant provision in your life. Maybe you're struggling in one area or another, and you need to know that God is all you need. God is enough. I love that word, enough. It is just amazing. You know, we went out for a meal this week to lovely people in our church here, and we had enough. You know, when you've got a feast spread before you, there comes a time when you say, I've had enough. And that doesn't mean you've just had a little pickings. It means you're full and you can't take any more. And that is the way our God is. He always is enough in every situation. When I was looking in my book on the divine names of God and looking under Jehovah Jireh, there was this little poem stuck in there, just a little one verse. And it says this, say not my soul, from whence can God relieve my care? Remember that omnipotence has servants everywhere. His methods are sublime, his heart profoundly kind. God never is before his time and never is behind. Whatever you need today, he's there. And then finally, for me on this subject, but certainly not finally in the whole area of God's generosity, is S. God's generosity is shown to us in his supernatural infilling. Luke 11 verse 13 says, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Don't you love those words? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Acts 10:45, the Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles too. Titus 3:6, he generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. Ephesians 3:16, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources. He will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. What a God we have. He wants to pour into our lives. The Holy Spirit is given to us without measure, poured into our lives. You know, when a baby is small, and I'm getting a bit used to that now and the old bottle feeding, the hole in the teat is quite small. We're measuring the amount the child can get so it doesn't choke himself. And then as it gets a bit older, and maybe you put thicker stuff in the bottle, for our Ian to get him to sleep at night, we used to put a rusk in the milk. I think you'd be done for that now. And I used to get a big thick darning needle and put it in the flame on me cooker stove to make the hole in the teat bigger so he could get it in. But it was still measured in that sense. But you know, God doesn't measure his Spirit to us. God pours out his Spirit in our lives. I don't know about you, but I love a shower. And I especially love it on hair washing day. I don't wash my hair every day. I hate washing my hair. But on the other days, I pull the shower head right down so it only hits you between the shoulder blades and doesn't wet your hair, you know? And that's all right. But when it's hair washing day, and I could stand there all day and just, it's pouring down, and I absolutely love it. And especially if you ever go in a hotel and it's one of them power showers and it's taking your skin off, but it's fab. I absolutely love that kind of thing. Well, you know, God wants to pour his Spirit into our lives unrestricted. He is an absolute lavish giver. We can, however, divert the flow. We can pull the shower heads out the bottom, so we get a bit, but don't go too far. We can even put an umbrella up. Sorry, I've got hair in my mouth. We can even put an umbrella up so the flow is totally diverted. We're getting nothing. What kind of person are you? God wants us to experience the pouring out of his Spirit in our lives. He doesn't just want to experience his love, and he does, and his inclusiveness, and he does, and his provision, and he does, but he wants us to experience his power in our lives. He doesn't just want us to get by. He wants us to live in abundance. And we've already heard this three times today, both in the prayer meeting before and in here through Lee before. He wants us to be more than conquerors. Maybe God is really saying something today. He wants us to be more than conquerors in all the things, not just conquerors. I mean, it would be good to be a conqueror, but he wants us to be more than a conqueror. He wants us to be able to stand in the situations that come against us every day. Because he is so generous, he wants to pour into our lives so that we are more than conquerors. Such is his generosity. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, that the blind will see, the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come." Mm. And that same Spirit is available to us, yeah. poured out. Do you need to understand that afresh today? That infilling of the Spirit is available to you. My God loves me overwhelmingly. He includes me unconditionally. He provides for me abundantly. And his Spirit is poured out, not trickled, but poured out into my life. Let's pray together. Father, what could we say about your generosity? There aren't words to express just how amazing you are. We want to thank you this morning, Lord, because you're a lavish giver. We thank you for the love, Lord, that has been poured into our lives. We pray, Father, for those here this morning who just need a fresh sense of that love. Lord, open eyes today to see that you're true to your word. Father, we thank you that we're included in your family at the highest level. At the highest level, we're joint heirs with Jesus, sons and daughters of the living God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we lift those before you today who feel outside. Those before you today who need to understand afresh, they're in. They're included. No one is better here than them. Lord, we bless you and thank you. And Father, we thank you for your provision. We thank you that you amazingly provide for us in every area of our lives, every kind of need that we have, that you are there. Lord, help us to understand afresh, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Help us to be open, Lord, when you want to use us to be carriers of your generosity to others. Help us to know what it is and who it is and do your will. Lord, we pray for a fresh infilling of your Spirit on each one of us. Help us to lift our arms to you and allow you to pour down on us. The refreshing is staggering. The power to be more than conquerors is amazing. Lord, you are so great. Help us to move into the abundance that you have for us. In Jesus' lovely name, amen.